the reality of it, suddenly inhabited me. I finally gave in. "Yeah," I said. "It did. It hurt a lot." And then, that terrible thought again. "Don't make them orphans, Alex." And I held my kids so tight, even as my shoulder ached. But I couldn't let them go, and I couldn't let them know what I was thinking, either. Chapter 121. I stayed at the Fletcher Allen Hospital in Vermont for nearly a week, which was my longest hospital stay to date, and maybe another warning to me. How many warnings did I get? Around 6 o'clock in the evening on Friday, I received a call from Detective Gene Galletta out in L.A. "Alex, has anyone told you the news yet?" she asked. "I assume they have." "What news, Gene? That I'm being released from the hospital tomorrow?" "I don't know anything about that, but yesterday Mary Wagner confessed to the murders here in L.A. "She didn't commit those murders. Michael Bell did." "I know that. Even Maddox Fielding knows it. Nobody believed her, but she confessed. Then, sometime last night, poor Mary Wagner hung herself in her cell. She's dead, Alex." I sighed and shook my head a couple of times. "I'm really sorry to hear that. It's just another death Bell is responsible for. Another murder." The following morning, I managed to get on a flight to Boston. From Boston, I caught the hourly shuttle to D.C. Never been so happy to get on a crowded commuter plane in my life. It was easiest to get a cab at the airport, and as I rode into Southeast around 7 o'clock that night,